Only you have the words of life. Now, this is a process that'll, he says, besides, we've come to know and believe that you're the Christ. That's the deliverer, the Son of the living God. Do you see why I don't have any problems? I'm right with God. Right now, his presence is on me because he loves me. Right now, I feel him on the inside because of Jesus' blood. I've done nothing but believe. I've said yes to his heart desire, and I'm changed. I've just said yes. I didn't say, but God, you know, but God, I'm not fighting this thing. He loves me. Oh, he thinks about me. I picture God with a wallet, you know, and he pulls it out and all his kids go, and he stops Gabriel and says, "Do you see Dan? He's my boy." I mean, I see God like that. Did I show you Dan today? Yes, God, twice. Well, check him out. He's blessed. You better start thinking like that, because that's God. That's God. See, we're going to talk righteousness here. And I'm just laying a foundation. I'm just getting you to think right, okay? I'm just preaching a little. I'm just getting you to stir and you to think right. Because some of us don't have joy because we're seeing our lives through our lives instead of through Jesus. You're weighing your life through what's going on around you. How's it going, brother? Well, it's been a tough week, this and that and the other. How's it going, brother? I'll tell you, there's things pressing and pushing, but you know what's great? Every time I lift my hands, Jesus is right there encouraging me. That Holy Ghost is wrapping around me. The Word of God is alive, and when I read it, I'm encouraged, and I realize all this is temporal and subject to change, and I don't really look at it. I'm looking to Him, brother. That's how I'm doing. Now, that's a little different than just that robot mentality. Well, bless God, I'm blessed coming in and going out. I'm the head and not the tail, brother. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Praise God, bless God. And inside you're going, "Wah!" You don't go there. Get real and get alone and get in the presence of God. And don't try to pray and don't be religious like Pastor Jim said. Just start like this. Thank you, you love me. Thank you that when I was nothing, you said I was something. Thank you when I had no hope, when I fleshed out failure, you said I was a success. You measured me up in Christ. You've already tipped the scale where I'm concerned. You paid the price for me. You called me out of darkness into light. Thank you. I'm a child of God. You got to start your prayer life that way. This is getting in some people. I can feel it going right in. This is good. You're getting this, ain't you? Yeah, it's going right in you. I see it. Woo! Holy. Amen. Man, this is good. I like this church. I feel the Holy Ghost. See, watch this. You don't live by feelings. You live by faith. Watch. Watch. People say, "Well, I don't feel like God loves me." Well, that's where you're already deceived. God said He loves you. Amen. God said He loves you. Isn't that simple? We're going to be so simple today. See, I didn't come with any deep revelation. I just come with the gospel. Do you know the Bible says the gospel's the power of God unto salvation? Don't look anywhere else. I see the truth, and the truth has made me free. Yeah, but you know our flesh, Pastor. You know how our flesh is. You know what our flesh... See, if you keep your eyes on the flesh, you will be ruled by the flesh. If you start getting your eyes on the Spirit, if you start believing who you've become, if you start releasing faith in the potential of God in your life will change by the grace of God. And a person will come up to you and say, "Brother, what did you do? What's been happening?" And you won't be able to answer them. You'll just be able to worship Jesus. You won't say, "Well, you know, I read 3 books today concerning this, and I listened to 4 tapes a week, and I've been praying on my face for..." Because it's grace that saves you. He would just look and cry and say, "His name is Jesus. And he's been so good." And say, "What?" I had a foreman call me one time off my job. And he called me on my day off and stuttering and stammering, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Calling you on your..." I said, "No, get with it, man. Why'd you call?"